We begin the current Avon, Saftas Menachas Dav Lamed Vav. We begin on the top of the Avon, where the Gemara continues the Halachas of Tefillin, specifically as we ended off the previous Dav, regarding the placement, the putting on the Tefillin on one's body, and the making the blessings, the Bracha, on when someone does that. So Amar Rav Chisdi says, Sach ben Tefillah leTefillah, if someone talks between putting on the Tefillin Shal Yad, which as we're going to show later on is the first Tefillin that I put on, and then before he then puts on the Tefillin Shal Reish, he talks before he puts it on. So the halach is chayzim avarch. Then he has to go ahead and make a blessing again. So that has to gemara sach in. You tell me only if he talks between the tefillin shal yad and the tefillin shal roish, then he makes a new bracha. Loi sach loi. But if he doesn't talk, then not. But v'shalach rav chiyah bered rav hun mishmed rabbi yechanan, that it's obvious that one makes a bracha before he puts on the tefillin shal roish, and not only when you talk, because he sent in the name of rabbi yechanan al tefillin shal yad oimer. There's a blessing that's made on the hand tefillin, which is Baruch, blessed are you, Asher Kedushanu, which you sanctified us b'mitzvaysav in His commandments, v'tzivanu, and He commanded us l'anich tefillin, to place tefillin. And the reason why that's the bracha on the tefillin shal yad is because that's the initial placement, the first one, so we say l'anich, to place the tefillin. And al tefillin shal rei shaymer, we see there's a separate blessing. There is a bracha that even if one didn't talk on the Tefillin Shel Reish, where one says, Baruch, blessed Hashem Kedushanu, who sanctified us by mitzvahs and His commandments, he commanded us, al mitzvahs Tefillin, the mitzvah, the commandment of Tefillin, because now when one puts on the Tefillin Shel Reish, which is the last component, that's the completion, the conclusion of the mitzvah, so we make the bracha mitzvahs Tefillin. So you see that there is a bracha either way on the Tefillin Shel Reish. And that says the Gemara, no, Abai v'Rabbat Am Tavai, they both say that no. Loisach, if one doesn't talk, mevarach achas, then actually there's only one bracha that's made before putting on the tefillin shal yad. Sach, if someone talks, then mevarach shtayim, like Rav Chisdat said, and that's actually what Rav Chiyah had sent. That is when you make two brachas if you spoke. And if you spoke, what you do is you make a new bracha on the tefillin shal reish, which is going to be a different bracha, that of a mitzvah tefillin. However, Taisa brings from Rabbeinu Tam, which actually coincides with the custom, which the general Ashkenazi custom is that, no, if someone doesn't talk, he makes one bracha on the Tefillin Shel Reish, which is, yes, either way you're going to make a bracha on the Tefillin Shel Reish, which is on mitzvah Tefillin, which is the bracha on the Tefillin Shel Reish. When the Gemara is saying if he talks, that he has to be Chayzim Avarach, it means then he has to make two brachas on the Tefillin Shel Reish, one would be La'anich Tefillin, and one would be on mitzvah Tefillin, and the minhag of the Ashkenazim Ramah takes into account these two different minhagim of the opinion of Rashi and that of Rabbeinu Tam regarding making the bracha and then saying Baruch Shem Kaved Malchus Elohim Lamad afterwards. Now, Tanu Litna Braisa on this halacha, Sach bin Tefillah leTefillah. Someone talks between putting on the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Reish, and as Rashi explains, and he doesn't then go ahead and make a new bracha on the Tefillin Shel Reish, rather he relies on the first bracha. So that was an inappropriate, as it's supposed to be, as we said, that if someone did talk, then he's supposed to make a new bracha. So averi he biyadish, that's a sin that he has in his hand. And b'chayzul lov me'archim alcham, it's enough of a sin to make him have to go back from those who are fighting in the war. As the Gemara says in Sayyidat of Memdal Mabez, the Pasuk says, Hayar v'rach alev of those who are afraid and are weak of heart should go back home and not fight in the war. It means that they're afraid from the sins that they have in their hand. Even talking between the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Reish and not making a new bracha is enough of a sin. When a person puts on tefillin, he first puts on the tefillin on the arm, and he puts on the tefillin on the head. When he's taking them off, he first takes off the tefillin shel reish, then he takes off the tefillin shel yad. So that has to gemar. Bishlam kushu manich, we understand when you're putting on the tefillin, manich shal yad v'achkech manich shal reish, you first put on the tefillin shal yad and then the shal reish, because the chsib. The pasuk says nivarm, ukshartam lo'ais al yadecha, you should tie it as a sign on your arm, which literally means hand, but it's on your arm. V'hadr, and then it says, that there should be tefillin between your eyes. So we see that that's the chronological order. First the tefillin shal yad, then the tefillin shal reish. But this, that you said, when you remove them, you remove the tefillin shel reish and then the shel yad. But where do we know that from? So Rabbi says, Rav Huna Asbarli. Rav Huna explained it to me. Because Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vahayu, and they should be, in the plural, Littaitavis beinecha, tefillin between your eyes. Now, Vahayu, it sounds like two, which teaches us, Kozman shebeinecha, yushtaim. As long as the tefillin shel reish is on one's head, beinecha, then the tefillin shel yad should also be there. Because it has to be plural when you're having the tefillin shel reish on your head. So obviously, the first one to take off is the tefillin shel reish, because if you take off the tefillin shel yad first, then there wouldn't be v'hayu L'toy tovas beinenecha. It would only be vahaya, and therefore we see from the pasuk that first you take off the shel reish, so that the shel reish will always have both together, and only then take off the shel yad. Tarama, within the braisa, continuing the theme from the previous daf regarding the bracha on the tefillin, when someone puts it on before amud hashachar, before the break of dawn, which is not yet the time of putting on tefillin. So says the braisa, me'im asay mevarchalein. So then when does a person make the bracha on him? It's mishas hanachasin. What that means is, not from the time that he put it on, because he put it on before amud hashachar, it means from the time when it is that appropriate time of putting it on. As the Gemara says in the first pek in brachas of Tesman Beis, there is a machlek, is a disagreement regarding the time of the Kriya Shema. So there's an opinion of the others that say, when someone sees his friend at a distance of four amas, then that's the time of saying Kriya Shema. Now the Gemara there actually says that, no, for Kriya Shema, it's a different time, but for the law of putting on tefillin, then the halacha is like that chayr, meaning for putting on tefillin, it's that shear of when one sees his friend at a distance of four amas, and he can recognize him, that's the time of when one's supposed to put on tefillin. And that's when he'll make a bracha on the tefillin that he put on already before Amud HaShachar, much before that. As the Rice explains, Kate said, how so? If someone was getting up early to go on the journey. Now, Umesiyar Shemayav, so it's not time of putting on tefillin yet, but he's afraid that if he's going to carry them in his hands, that they're going to get lost. So Manich, and he puts it on his head. When it comes to Zman, the time of putting on tefillin, Mimash Mishbehen, then he moves them around so that it should be as if he's putting it on right now. And then he makes the bracha on them. Now, that's the earliest you can put on tefillin. The admosa menichin, up until when can one put on this tefillin? So the Tanakh Kama says, Ashatishka acham, until the sun sets. Rabbi Yaakov, he says, Ashatishka regal menashok, until people's feet, literally meaning until people have disappeared from the marketplace, which is after it's gotten dark already. Vachamim adzman shina, they say until a person, the time for when the person goes to sleep. Now, but umayim chacham, and the gears is virib Yaakov, that both of their opinions, although they say it could even be after the sun sets, but they both agree to the Tanakama in the situation that Shim Chaltzon Lotzis Lebeis HaKisa, if someone already took off his tefillin, because he had to go to the lavatory, or they had to go to the bathhouse, and then Bishaka Chama, and then in that time period the sun already set, Shuvein HaKisa Manichin, then you're not allowed to go ahead and put it back on. Because, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, nighttime is not the time of tefillin. Now, they hold that one could maintain it on their head, on their body, even after it got dark. But to put it on, there they agree to Tanakama that that cannot be done after the sun already set. Amar Rav Nachman says, halacha is like Rabbi Yaakov, that one could even wear it, not put it on, but one could even wear it even after it's gotten dark. And as we find, Rav Chisda, Rabbi Rav Huna, Matzla, Buburta, that they actually daven Ma'ariv with their tefillin on, which is like Rabbi Yaakov, that one could be still wearing it after it's gotten dark. Igdami, those say a different version. The Rav Nachman said, "Ein halacha k'Rav Yaakov. Halacha is not like Rav Yaakov." And as you continue to Tamid Beis, and if so, but v'har of chizav rabbi avun the masal buburta that, but they prayed the evening prayer ma'ariv with the tefillin on. So hahu pligit? Obviously, they disagree with Rav Nachman in that regard. That they obviously hold halacha is like Rav Yaakov, and he was saying halacha is not like Rav Yaakov. However, the Gemara asks, "Mi Amar Rabbi Rav Huna Hachid? Did he really say that there are those who are wearing tefillin at nighttime and davening ma'ariv with it?" But V'Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, he himself said, "Sabik Hashecha, Sabik Loi Hashecha." Let's say it's doubtful; it's not clear if it's gotten dark or not. So the halacha is Loi Chaylitz, and that is if the person is still wearing it, he doesn't have to take it off. But V'Loi Maniach, if he already took it off, he's not supposed to put it back on. Now that's only, as the Gemara says, if it's doubtful if it got dark. Havadi chashecha, but if it's for sure dark, the halacha, obviously, Rabbi Rav Huna is telling us that chaylitz, you have to take it off. You don't have to take it off if it's doubtful, but if it's for sure, you have to take it off. So how could he say that there are people who are praying ma'ariv with it when it's already dark? So the Gemara Hasan Be'er Shabbos, but that halacha that he said, that if it's for sure dark, you have to take it off, that was talking about a Friday evening. Friday evening, going into Shabbos, that's a different problem. Meaning, to maintain wearing it at nighttime, that one could do, one could even daven ma'ariv with it. But to leave it on once it's already Shabbos, one cannot even leave it on his head when it's already nighttime of Shabbos. On that thing, Micah Sava, but what does he hold? Iksava Laila's man tefillin, if he holds as it seems to be, that the nighttime is a time that one could wear tefillin. So Shabbos Nami's man tefillin, then even Shabbos is a time of wearing tefillin. And Iksava Shabbos Lav's man tefillin, if he holds Shabbos is not a time of tefillin, as it seems to be from his other halacha, that it's only when it's doubtful that you could keep it on, but once it's for sure dark, you have to take it off, as we explained, it's talking about Friday evening, then Laila Nami Lav's man tefillin, then nighttime also shouldn't be a time of being able to wear it by Ma'ariv time. Because as the Gemara explains, the Mehecha de Memaita Shabbos, wherever you exclude wearing tefillin on Shabbos, Mehasa Memaita Leilas, that's the same source of excluding wearing the tefillin at nighttime. The time, like, learn the Braisim. The Pasuk in Shemais, which is the end of the parasha of Kaddish Li, which we said in the previous daf, is one of the four parashas that talk about the halachas of tefillin regarding Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it says over there, which additionally it talks about the laws of the Bechor, the firstborn, because they were saved from also that's related to Pesach, the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says in the Pasuk, V'shemarta esachuka azois lemeyada, you should safeguard this statute in its appropriate time, miyamim yamima, from day to day, or from year to year, because yam could also mean a year. Now, but one thing is, says the Braisa, yamim, when the fact that it says day is telling you b'loy lailas, it does not apply tefillin at night time. Additionally, this that it says miyamim, from the days, is saying, well, not every day, v'loy kol yamim, not all days. Prat l'shabbos v'yam tayv, and that's excluding wearing tefillin on Shabbos and on the holidays, that's the Rabbi Yosi Glili. Now, Rabbi Kiva, I mean, he says, no, lo yinem achukazu ella pesel bavad. This whole halacha of this pasuk of the statute is not talking about tefillin at all. It's actually only referring to Pesach, which is saying that you should make Pesach from year to year, safeguard making the halacha of the Pesach. But one thing we see is that the one who says it's talking about tefillin, where you're excluding from there the halacha of Shabbos and Yom Tov, is the same pasuk, the same word actually, that one excludes nighttime. So how do we understand this opinion of Rabbi Avuna? How could he say that Laila is mantfilin and Shabbos is Lav's mantfilin? So that says the Gemara. Truthfully, he holds Laila is mantfilin. But Shabbos he excludes, Nafkele, he learns it out. Mecha de Nafkele Rebekiba, where Rebekiba learns it out. Actually, different source, which actually only excludes Shabbos and Yom Tov, and not excluding nighttime, not like the previous Brisa. And therefore, he could hold Laila is mantfilin and Shabbos loves mantfilin. The time like learned the Brisa, Rebekiba, he says, you would think a person has to wear tefillin every single day, including Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's what the pasuk teaches in Shemayis. It says, it should be a sign for you on your arm, and tefillin between your eyes. What that teaches us is, that day that requires a sign, it's saying tefillin is supposed to be a sign for you between the relationship between a person and his creator, it's a day that needs a sign. That excludes Shabbos and the holidays, which they themselves are a sign. Like the Pasuk says in Shemais Laman Alev, it's a sign for me between me and you, between HaKadosh Baruch and the Jewish people. And therefore, we don't need to have tefillin on Shabbos Yom Tovim, and that source is only excluding Shabbos Yom Tovim, but nighttime one could still be able to wear tefillin, as Rabbi Rav Huna's opinion. Now, continuing what we were mentioning before, Amr Belazer, regarding the limit of the time of being able to wear tefillin, says, Kalamaniach tefillin achar shkiyas achama, whoever puts on tefillin after the sun sets, Aiva Basay violates a positive commandment, which we said, that one has to safeguard, as the previous Baisa said, Miyam Yamima, that it has to be only a daytime, not a nighttime, and that's a positive commandment, and therefore one violates that. Now, Rabbi Yechidam, he says, Aiva Belav, he says, no, actually the person even violates a negative commandment. Because when it says v'shamarta, as we're going to shortly explain, whenever it says hishamar, it means aloi sase. Now that says the Gemara, so leimah b'rebav and am b'rebeloi, komiflagi. Let's say this machleik is Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Yechon, and if it's a positive commandment or negative commandment, is arguing in this halacha of Rebavin. Because the am b'rebav and am b'rebeloi, he says, kol makam shenem hishamar pen va'al. Wherever it says one of these terminologies, like safeguard, lest, don't, in aloi sase, it's referring to it as a negative commandment. Where demar is l'derbav, and Rabbi Yechon, who says it's violating a negative prohibition, and it says here in the pasuk b'shamar, to obviously holds like rebavin. Umar less l'derbav, and Rabbi Lazar, who says it's only a positive commandment, obviously does not hold like rebavin. So the Gemara like, no, the kul alma is l'derbav, and everyone agrees to this halacha. So if everyone agrees to this halacha, so how does Rabbi Lazar say it's just a positive commandment and not a negative? So the Gemara b'ha'cha b'ha'cha mifli, this is what they're disagreeing about. Mar Rabbi Lazar sava, he holds he shamar delav. When it's saying the terminology of safeguarding regarding to what it's telling you not to do, then lav, then that hishamar is going to be interpreted as a bona fide, complete negative prohibition to get lashes. What does that mean? So for example, let's say in Devarim Chav Dal, where it says, hishamar b'negev tzaras, safeguard in regards to the negev tzaras, which the inference of the pasuk, the meta message that it's telling you is that don't cut off the baharis. So too, when it says "Hisham alecha pentechres bris," the message is don't go ahead and make a covenant with the nations of Eretz Canaan. So therefore, when it says "Hisham," and the message is don't do, then it's going to be a negative prohibition. But Veshamer Daaseh, but Rabbi Elazar held, but when it says the terminology like in our pasuk of Veshamarta, where the inference is what you should do, not what you should not do, saying to go ahead and be careful and make the tefillin and do it in the appropriate way of putting tefillin during the daytime. So then I say, so then we interpret that Hishamar as a positive commandment. No, even when it says Hishamar in regards to what you should do, it's still going to be interpreted as also what you should not do, as a negative prohibition. And therefore, if one puts on tefillin after the sun sets, according to Rabbi Yochanan, one would violate also a negative prohibition. Now, but Vamar Rabbi Lazar, he says, Vim l'shamran. If someone is putting on this tefillin after the sun sets that it shouldn't get lost, to protect it, to safeguard it, then mutan is permitted to put it on even after Shkiyas HaChama. Now, more of Vamar Ravina says, Av Yisiv Nekamed Ravashi, says, I was sitting in front of Ravashi, V'chashach v'nich tefillin, and it was dark and he was wearing his tefillin. Vamar Lein, I said to him, L'shamran kabay lumar? Why is the master wearing tefillin when it's already nighttime? One doesn't wear tefillin at nighttime. Is the master wearing it just to safeguard it? Vamar Lein, he said to me, yes. But But I saw, whether it was the body language, he says, I got the vibes that he was not wearing it just to protect it and to safeguard it, but rather, kesavar halacha, he held that the halacha, the law actually is, that nighttime is a time for wearing tefillin, but vein moirin kain. It's a type of halacha that we do not teach others to do that. And the reason for that is because if someone's going to wear tefillin at nighttime, he might forget, he might fall asleep with it, he might do things that are inappropriate with the tefillin. And the reason how I know that he holds it ain Murikin is because he didn't tell me that the nighttime is a time for wearing tefillin. Rather, he says, oh yeah, I'm just wearing it to protect it, and therefore because he doesn't want to publicize that halacha, but that he did hold the halacha is that one could wear the tefillin at nighttime, but most definitely one could wear it at nighttime if it's to protect the tefillin. Now, Amar Rabbi Rav Hunni says, Chayiv Adam L'mashmish B'Tefillin B'Chol Sha'a. A person has to constantly be touching his tefillin every moment. Why? Kavuchem Mitzitz. It's a Kavu Chaymer from the forehead plate that the Kohen Gadol would wear. Because a matzitz sheim bo'yela askarachas, if that tzitz, that plate, that only had one mention of Hashem's name, it said Kodesh Lashem, it said Hashem's name, the Yudke Vavke. It only had one mention of Hashem's name. And still, Amr Tari, the Torah says in Shema Yisrael Yametzchad Tameid, it should be on his forehead constantly. What does it mean? Of course, he's wearing it. It means Shleit Tzich Dait Menedez, he should not lose consciousness of the fact that it's on his head, which is Hashem's name, and it has it just one time. So tefillin sheyesh ben askaras harbe, so the tefillin which has many mentions of Hashem's names, Allah has come and become, all the more so the person has to be conscious of it, and therefore has to be constantly touching it in a sensory physical way to remind him, to recall that he's wearing Hashem's names on him as a way of a reminder, which is the purpose and the utility of the tefillin, to connect the aval, the derivative from the ilah, from the source, from the creator, as a way of connecting in the physical way to Hashem. Therefore a person has to constantly be touching, as we have in the argument different times, to touch the tefillin shayan, tefillin shayesh, to remind ourselves that we're carrying Hashem's name on us in the tefillin.